Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today, as always, is the one and only New York Times and internationally best-selling author, Kerry Jones.
And with me is Sean Farrar, husband
extraordinaire,
former cop, former Floridian, and current Mainer and business owner. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that gives you writing tips, life tips. It's adorably quirky, and we always start with a random thought.
You know, I just want to say, we are not responsible for anything caused by you paying attention to any of our life tips, even though they're all diamonds.
Diamonds.
Or diamonds in a rough.
Hey, random thought. In bed.
Yeah.
You can hear the whirl of the fan.
Maybe.
I just watched a YouTube video because I have this tendency to watch YouTube videos before I go to bed.
Sultry.
The YouTube videos or the fan?
You.
No, Sean.
Tube.
YouTube? Okay. Awesome. This is really random. So anyways, the one I just watched was Conan O'Brien talking to Stephen Colbert. I think Conan O'Brien's a little offensive, but whatever. In the video, like, you know how, like, you come out and the talk show host meets you, blah, blah, blah. So he comes out and he made Stephen Colbert look so tiny. Like, so tiny. Yeah. And I was like, what kind of giant is this Conan O'Brien guy? And then it turns out that you, my dear, are 2 inches taller than that giant. So you're like a super giant. Why are you laughing?
Nothing. I can't say.
You don't seem that big to me.
As I told you, it's because you're used to me and I'm not skinny.
You're not fat.
This is
not that there's anything wrong
with
that.
If you're fairly thin, it looks like you're taller.
Really?
That's always been my perspective. I don't know how common that is, but, you know, whatever.
Well, Soren Sundberg is a police officer.
Yeah.
And you guys are pretty much the same height. He doesn't seem taller than you, but he's skinny, right?
He's more fit than me, that's for sure. Doesn't have a belly.
We need to get a home gym. We need a Kickstarter for a home gym.
Oh, a Kickstarter for a home gym?
No, we're never going to do it ourselves because I can't spend money on myself.
Oh, shoot. We gotta buy that drone. I forgot.
And we gotta buy a drone. We have a lot of expenses.
I guess so.
We have to start selling things. What can I sell?
Nothing. We don't need to sell anything.
I could sell the dogs.
There you go.
I would never sell the dogs. I'm down with that. No, we're not selling the dogs.
We'll never recoup our losses from that one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mean. It's about love.
It's an investment in happiness and joy, not monetary.
They're cheaper than children.
Yeah, but yeah. Not nearly as much fun.
So anyways, why are you so tall?
I don't know, love.
I just don't understand
it. It's just genetical.
Genetical. It's genetical.
Yeah, it's the hand I was dealt.
I want to be tall.
Yeah, I got the height. I didn't get the length. My feet are short.
She's so gross. My Nana, I'm just going to move on from that. My Nana was 5'11", and all her brothers were your size, and I am not 5'11".
No.
It's just not fair. In my head, I'm really tall. I'm average, but in my head, I'm so tall. Emily said I'm not self-aware. I think this might be part of that, actually.
No.
No, because in my head I'm tall.
That's because I make you feel tall.
No, I've always felt tall, bae.
Yeah?
What called him bae?
Alright, redo.
You're gonna have to not use this.
That's right. This one's trash now, honey.
I called him bad.
You screwed it up.
Oh man, that's worse than swearing.
Well, I'm glad you always felt tall enough. You are a giant in my mind.
I am?
Yes.
I don't think so, because you always call me baby girl, and that doesn't seem like something you would say to a giant in your mind. Ow, you stuck your finger in my eye.
Oh, shoot.
You stuck your finger.
I missed by a long shot in the...
Oh.
Sorry, honey.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. So I just remember that my brother always used to sing Short People to me. Do you remember that song?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember what the chorus of that song was?
It's very negative about short people.
It said that short people have no reason to live.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. And he would, like, run around and sing it at me and point at me.
Yeah. Well, you're a younger sister.
Yeah, brothers are evil.
Oh, they sure can be. Y'all.
No wonder. I'm in denial over being short. Because short people have no reason to live.
That's why you're so big, baby.
Oh my gosh.
You're tall.
In my head.
You can reach the second shelf in the upper cabinet.
Okay, that's just mean.
What?
I'm very good at going up on tippy toes.
Yes, you are.
For someone who never took ballet.
Stretch those calves
I
out.
I can go on point. What? Stretch those calves.
Yeah, it looks hot.
Okay, great. Now we're in another voice memo.
Yes. Look.
So, random thought in a restaurant. Yeah. Let's move the telephone closer to Sean.
All right.
So we're having
Sean here.
Having dinner in one of the hoity-toity restaurants in Bon Iver for our anniversary. Mm-hmm. A few days late, that clinking is the sound of Sean's fork against the bowl. Oh, really?
Sorry. It's freaking pretty good, I gotta tell you.
It's amazing. There's one other couple here.
Yeah. And they're driving me crazy.
Sean keeps staring at them. Because
it's actually two couples now.
All right, yeah, there's two couples. One other table. And here, if you can listen. With the skin on. All right, they stopped. Because they're thinking about ordering.
That's so pretentious. Holy crap.
But they just drive Subarus.
So well, like, what?
They just drive Subarus. So you're like, you're
I'm
not
gonna
all that.
I'm going to strangle somebody.
You're not all that. But they're like just like these like champions of inane conversation in which you actually... know that they memorize little tidbits and anecdotes ahead of time to impress each other at their dinner party menu. And they're not close enough friends that they say things like, we had company for dinner on Friday, versus like, hey, we had Jenna and Steve over for dinner on Friday. And that's intriguing to me. Because why wouldn't you specify who the company was?
It's because they're trying too hard.
They're trying too hard.
I'm gonna go stab someone in the eye.
No, he's not. There's also a fire in the kitchen in a restaurant down the street. That's exciting.
So we heard.
Our podcast people might like that and know that.
Yes. Yeah, the cop is still there.
Do you know more people have downloaded our podcast than have visited my website?
I'm sorry for your website.
I know. But that's how many, so thanks, people.
I wish I could tell you more about the
we'll have to tell
stuck
them
up people that are
we'll have
here.
To tell them later,
it's really humorous.
At the moment,
the best part is that the old man, the oldest guy, is like a stud. He's totally so taking good. Down the woman.
That's
She's
so
got
good.
No chance.
That's so good.
She's like a baby gazelle.
He's like totally
being chased by a lion.
He's totally body blocked or body with his. I'm like, she's in by the wall. He's
yeah.
Got three quarters turn with arms out.
He's got her locked in.
It's like no escape. No escape at all.
We'll let you know how it goes.
That's very uncomfortable.
Writing tip of the pod.
So
podcast is called Public Humiliation in You. And what, man? So basically, to be a writer and to be a human, you often have to be courageous. Writers put their books out there for other people to see, and humans put themselves out there, sometimes in places like Tinder, for people to see. And that's scary. Yeah, honestly. AF. That's scary AF, honestly. Because with us writing people, we're putting our inner thoughts on a page. We're exposing our insides, and that can be so hard. And when we do that, it hurts when we get rejected or judged or told that our insides suck. And sometimes, when we want to protect ourselves from that hurt, we develop writer's block.
Spoiler alert. Writer's block can be bad for writers because then we don't write.
Right.
Not that I'm a writer, but anyways, the thing is,
I called you bae again.
What? You smell bacon?
I called you bae again.
Stop that.
I'm sorry.
The thing is that writers aren't the only ones who get writer's block, right? Like, Carrie can't think of any other name for me other than bae. People get it too. Just regular old people.
I called you doo-doo today.
Like, not that writers aren't people, but you know what we're trying to say.
I called you doo-doo today.
You did call me We're going to have to redo this.
No, we're not.
You're probably
not.
Humiliating.
We're just going to...
People get so afraid of doing the wrong thing, of being judged, of being publicly humiliated that we forget to live. We hunker down and have a shell of life instead of trying something new.
Like a cute new pet name, like doo-doo or yes. Bae. I'm sorry, you're married to me. Okay, but for me, the things that I get afraid about are my voice and being filmed. And that's because I was bullied for my voice when I was little, and because I'm kind of a dork when I get filmed and I think I'm too ugly. That's a real moment right there. So we really want to do a video.
But Harry hates to be filmed, whether it's video or a still pic.
She always tries
to be the one behind the camera.
Power there. There's power behind the camera.
And a good place to hide.
Yeah. But basically, it's because it feels like a place to be humiliated. Like, because of all that bullying that I had as a child, it, like, just kind of bubbles back to the surface. And even though I'm a grown-up now, it feels super vulnerable and raw. Neil Burton, who's a doctor, wrote an article for Psychology Today that basically said this.
Humiliation is traumatic and often hushed up, whereas embarrassment, given enough time, can be sublimed into a humorous anecdote. More fundamentally, humiliation involves abasement of pride and dignity, and with it, loss of status and standing. The Latin root of humiliation is humus, which translates as earth or dirt. Man, I just learned a huge... Never mind.
It's humus, not hummus.
Oh. How do you spell hummus?
Two M's.
Two M's? All right.
All right.
The Latin root of humiliation is humus, which we all just got to hear 2 seconds ago. Because I got all excited about it being hummus, which translates as earth or dirt. We all make certain status claims, however modest they may be. For instance, I'm a competent teacher, I'm a good mother, or I am a beloved spouse. When we are merely embarrassed, our status claims are not undermined. Or if they are, they are easily recovered. But when we are humiliated, our status claims cannot so easily be recovered because, in this case, our very authority to make status claims has been called into question.
And that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks. And a lot of that's happening on YA Twitter right now, and all of Twitter, honestly. But since we're a writing podcast, we're... People are talking about things in books that might, you know, be oppressive or bigoted. And then authors are feeling humiliated because they made a mistake because they wrote those books under their lens of privilege. And then other people are calling people trolls and, like, a mob. And then, like, some people are handling it okay. Some people can't handle it at all. But for a lot of writers who believe themselves to be good people... It becomes humiliating. You know what I mean?
Sure I do.
But the point is, like, you need to think about the worst thing that can happen from being humiliated. Can you lose your job and your reputation? Yeah. And that sucks. But are you still alive? Because that's what matters. Because if you can continue on, you can learn and you can rise up again, right?
That's right.
We've risen up again in our lives. We'll probably have to do it again, especially if we do video.
It's just embarrassment, honey, not humiliation.
Oh, I don't know. It could be humiliation. Mm-mm. I could lose all my status.
So here's what you do.
He's rolling his eyes.
Deal with the humiliation. Manage it. Do the right thing, not just the defensive thing.
Do better.
Work harder.
And go out and be brave again. Or just be brave the first time. You know, life's worth it. You're going to get humiliated.
You should always be brave.
Yeah. Because fear holds you back, right, man?
Yes, it does.
Right. Fear holds you back.
It can, if you let it.
But for a writer, that same fear, we're transitioning to writing tip for reals now, that same fear that holds you back can propel your characters forward. Humiliation of a character raises the stakes, and it also moves the plot, but it gives the reader something to relate to and someone to cheer for. Don't humiliate people in real life by staring at them in the restaurant and wanting to stab them in the eye with your fork, but go for it in your books.
It's a lot safer there anyways.
And you won't get arrested.
That's right.
No arrest.
Dog tip for life.
Dogs move on.
All right, we're done.
But it's kind of funny because I just, like, when we weren't recording, I was like, dude, talk about Havana and the annoying people. Because you can tell from our random thought how annoyed Sean was at the pretentious couple, and especially the pretentious man who drove a Subaru. So he doesn't even have the right to be all that pretentious in our town, because pretentious people in our town drive... They're Rockefellers, and they're not that the Rockefellers specifically are pretentious. That's just a symbol. But like, Sean rolled his eyes at me, but they don't drive Subarus. But the funny thing is that, like a dog, I was like, in our little break, I was like, Sean, talk about it. And he looked at me and was like, I don't really remember them anymore. So he moved on.
Well, I wasn't humiliated.
No,
nor was I embarrassed.
I know, but you do move on. You're good at moving on, yeah? From humiliations and embarrassments, is my point.
I try.
And bad things.
I try.
Yeah, you don't hold on. Like a puppy, you don't hold on to things that are bad.
Man, these dogs, they don't hold on to crap.
Yeah.
They are not ashamed of anything.
They're like, oh, pooped on the floor. Whoops.
Not that that's a good humanitarian...
No, but you don't
mind, you know, train of thought, but if we could go like halfway.
Yeah, well, if we could like not.
We'd be great.
If we could learn from our mistakes, but not dwell on them. Not let one tiny mistake or one humiliation define us forever.
That's right.
That's the difference.
That's for darn sure.
You know?
That'll kill you.
Or define us in a negative way, I guess, forever. It will kill you, man.
Good, for sure.
Be more like puppies.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
You know, the Rockefellers might drive Subarus, too.
Oh.
I don't know that they even... I don't know. I've never seen them driving around the island or anywhere else.
They weren't Rockefellers.
Look, no, I'm saying the difference is it doesn't matter what you drive. If you choose to drive that and you're flat out wealthy...
Yeah.
Then that's what you are. If you're forced to drive it and you're pretending to be wealthy, then you're being pretentious.
Yes. It was just, I don't know how to explain how these people were, because Sean doesn't remember it very well anymore. But like,
it was just the language they were using and the way they were, it was like.
They had the fake laugh.
Yeah. It's like what they put on to go to if they ever get invited to a wealthy person party.
Yeah. Whereas when we go to a wealthy people party,
we just get stone cold drunk. I'm just kidding.
No.
It's sober, but.
But I'm like, hi. It's so sweet of you. Oh my God, your dog.
That totally worked.
And it does. It
they
works.
They were in love with you in 3.5 seconds.
They were what? Oh.
In love with you, I said, in 3.5 seconds.
But it was really me. I'm very bad at being inauthentic.
Inauthentic?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always authentic.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Pretty much. Yeah. Mostly.
Like a dog. I'm a dog. We're both dogs.
Who?
You and me, man.
Oh, yeah. Kind of.
But not dogs in the "hey, you dog" way. Realize that. That was a long time for me to process.
That's okay.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Hey, be sure to listen to the end.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some interesting news. Maybe. Possibility. Life possibility.
Okay, go.
So, yesterday, Gary had a post on Facebook.
It's a humiliating post.
Some kitchen commentary. And now she's a... I'm going to make up a new term. We'll call her a uni utensil.
So mean.
She only uses one utensil in the kitchen. And it's a knife.
That's not quite true.
To cut, stir, chop, taste, anything she needs to do.
I don't like to do a lot of dishes.
And that's not quite true. Obviously, that's an exaggeration.
Sigh.
But then I joked about her...
This is what happened.
Oh, go ahead.
It's like, basically, John was like, you could never go to cooking school because they would kill you there. And I was like, why? And he was like, oh my God, because you stir things with knives. And I was like, no comeback. And he was like, we should have a cooking vlog. And I was like, you just want to publicly humiliate me, don't you? That's the title of our podcast. And he was like, it would bring people joy. Because he knows what I can't argue with.
And she said vlog with a V, not blog with a V.
Yeah, VV, video.
As in like a YouTube channel. Cooking with Carrie.
And Sean.
And here's the thing. It's for the common folk.
Because we're common folk.
We may not even wash our hands.
We are definitely washing
our hands. Well, obviously, but we're not going to make a big show about it.
No.
You know, there's no crew, no makeup person. The cat might walk across the counter to get a little nibble.
Yeah, we don't have all that fancy stuff, man.
But the thing is that Carrie has her own unique cooking style. I call it like, what do I call it? It's like a free hand. She just goes with her taste buds. I mean, she follows the recipe. And she goes with her taste buds.
That's how my aunts did it. They're Portuguese. We're like, taste yum.
And your food always tastes great.
That's great.
So the act of getting there, I think, could be entertaining.
There's a lot of humiliation.
Here's one little thing.
Oh, no.
This has already happened, so you'll never see this probably. But whereas I am not that learned and Carrie is... I didn't really realize that a lot of times people use olive oil and butter to cook things in. So one day I look in the pan in the kitchen and sure enough, there's a big circle of olive oil and there's a knob. There's about a knob of butter.
Oh, you're so British.
In the middle of the oil beginning to melt. And I was like, olive oil and butter? Isn't that a little bit overkill? And she's like, no, not at all. And she's totally right. People do it all the time. But then I reminded her that she was getting ready to cook bacon.
I don't think that's funny at all.
And it was really good bacon.
I feel publicly humiliated right now.
But you will rise above it, love.
Rise up.
If we ever start a cooking vlog, we'll let you know.
It'll be a few weeks. Because I got to work up some nerve.
All right, baby. You got there.
It's like public humiliation constantly for me.
No, man.
Oh, man.
I wish you could have just heard what she said.
No.
Anyways, thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. This is like one of the most bestest things I do every week.
Oh, that's so sad, buddy.
It's not sad. I love doing this. It makes me so happy.
So please like and subscribe on pretty much all the platforms there are, right?
Yeah.
And you can visit my webpage, carriejonesbooks.blog, for extra tips. A special shout out to Broke for Free and... what's the name of the song, man?
I don't know, love. I really don't know.
Man.
Wrote for free by Something Owl, right?
Something Owl?
Yeah. And
which is probably not exactly Something Owl. So don't go look up Something Owl.
But thanks to them, we have music clips for our podcast. And the real thank you is in those words with the podcast itself. And...
and what?
What are you trying to tell me?
I didn't know if you were going to say anything.
Oh, I have a Patreon, and it's starting on February 1st, and you can go hang out and listen to me read a story that's not published yet, chapter by chapter, and get art things if you're a bigger subscriber, and I'll even writing coach you. Writing coach you?
Writing coach
you. Now, man.
What starts on the first, though?
I'm going to start reading the chapters for my really cool YA.
Oh, okay, because the site's live now, right?
It's live now, but it's going to start being populated on Friday.
Gotcha.
February 1st.
Sweet!
Yeehaw!
Good job, baby.
Thank you. Good job, baby, you. Mwah.